Today's gospel lesson brings us the story of Jesus' presentation in the temple. The text doesn't so much narrate all of that story for us as it uses that event as a backdrop for two really striking interactions that the Holy Family, Mary and Joseph and Jesus, had with two prophets who were stationed in the temple awaiting God's redemptive coming among God's people. As we begin the lesson, the gospel writer takes care that we understand that Jesus' family, Mary and Joseph, are faithful, observant Jews. In four introductory verses, verses 22 to 25, we see that Jesus is, from the beginning, is planted very firmly within the life and faith of the Jewish people. Whatever twists and turns are introduced later in his career as a teacher and healer and prophet, the fact remains that the Gospel of Luke places Jesus squarely in continuity with the spiritual and prophetic traditions of his people. With that scene setting done, we then encounter Simeon, a devout and faithful person looking for God's redemption of Israel. Simeon's hopes and his expectations of this redemption were shaped by the prophets in texts just like those from Isaiah that we've been reading together throughout Advent and on Christmas Eve. In these texts, God's redemptive work takes the shape of justice for the poor, healing of the broken and the brokenhearted, tender shepherding and care of all the people, and liberty and release to captives. So we have Jesus' devout Jewish family, and we have Simeon and his hopeful expectation and his faithful attentiveness to begin with. But that doesn't tell us the whole story. That doesn't completely set the scene, because there's something else, or rather, there is someone else at work in this story. We are told about Simeon that the Holy Spirit rested on him, and that the Spirit guided him to come to the temple on the day of Jesus' presentation. The Holy Spirit provided the inspiration for Simeon's hopeful expectation of God's redemption, and the practical guidance that enabled this meeting at the temple to take place. Simeon's spirit-inspired recognition of the infant Jesus as the crystallization of his hopes for Israel and all people led him to connect this child directly to the prophetic hopes of redemption that he held so dear. But of course, this redemptive work of God would not come about without a cost. And Simeon points toward that in his words to Mary. While the term isn't really used of him in the text, he's never explicitly named in this way, Simeon is clearly acting as a prophet in this story. And his particular prophetic vocation was one of receptive waiting and active attention. And those things then paved the way for his recognition when the hope was revealed to him in the child Jesus. Simeon was a spirit-inspired person on watch duty. And in his recognition of Jesus, he perceived not only that the long-expected hope, the Messiah, had come, but he also saw that with this coming, he, Simeon, was being honorably discharged from his work, having faithfully kept watch and recognized the fulfillment of the hope when it came to him in Jesus. Less space in this text is devoted to Anna, the prophet, as she is explicitly named by the gospel writer. But even though she gets less text space, we're left in no doubt about her reliability as a witness to who and what Jesus is. We are told that she is faithful and devout to an extraordinary degree, having devoted her many, many years of widowhood to a vocation of prayer and fasting. And because she's explicitly called a prophet in the text, we know that the Spirit also was active and at work in her life, just as it was for Simeon. And like Simeon, her spirit enabled recognition of Jesus as the realization of God's redemptive work resulted in praise and proclamation. In both of these prophets, we see persons whose lives of faithful, hopeful expectation are grounded in the work of the Spirit. Each, in their own way, had exercised a prophetic ministry of watchfulness and holy expectation, trusting that a faithful God would, in the fullness of time, fulfill their hopes of redemption. Anna and Simeon offer us examples of Spirit-infused faithfulness to God. They show us what lives of faith and hope look like. Watchful attentiveness shaped by the promises of God's redemption for all people and Spirit-inspired recognition of the ways that God's redemptive activity breaks into our lives and our world. A faithful, Spirit-infused life can take many, many shapes. What Anna and Simeon show us is that no matter what the shape of our life in Christ, attentiveness and recognition are crucial. Our attention to the world around us as we seek for the ways that God is already at work, and our Spirit-inspired recognition of how we are called to serve in God's redemptive project, are touchstones for us where our contemporary, right now, lives of faith come into contact with the promises of the prophets that we've been reading throughout Advent and on Christmas Eve. These two join together in a seamless whole of God's redemptive story with humanity. Another way to put that might be to say that in the Spirit we are able then to join the future tense expectation and watchfulness of Advent with the present tense proclamation of Emmanuel, God with us, of Christmas. Like Simeon and Anna, we expectantly look for and learn to recognize how those visions of redemption are becoming real in our own time and often in unexpected ways. In her poem, Anna, Nero McCallum pictures this joining of Advent hope with Christmas revelation. Within this ancient frame, I have been carrying a burning hope. It has been a privilege to live in this house of prayer, surrounded by generations of the faithful. And though I have tried to underplay and quell my own desires, the flame of this hope has persisted that after all these days, all these years of piety and devout living, I might be granted a small blessing by the God of all. Glory. glory to God, creator of the earth. Today I have seen the child who is promised by the prophets. Today I have looked into the eyes of the one who will bring our redemption. All that I am is full of the glory of God. This ancient frame is ablaze with hope and joy. Friends, may we all, in our glimpses of God's redemptive work in our midst, be likewise set ablaze with hope and with joy as we, led by the Spirit, learn to join Advent's watchful attentiveness to Christmas's recognition of Emmanuel, God's gift to us in our midst. Amen.